Hello, welcome to K-Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Jung. Hello! Again, I feel like I can't be loud. I can't be loud in my own house. It's ridiculous, but that's how it is. I mean, that's the Midwest life. You know, I went to Chicago a few days ago, and I was hanging out with a comedian friend, and we were walking around the city at night. We were in like Lakeview area, and that city is dead quiet at night, like pristine silence. It's actually kind of beautiful. I was like, I can't believe this is like a massive urban city. It's so fucking quiet. I think when I was last in Chicago, I couldn't remember the silence of the night, or I couldn't appreciate it because I had my headphones on the whole time. Because when I was in New York, I would get like sexually assaulted all the time on the streets. So I just made a habit of like tuning out the world. But in Chicago, man, I was just like luxuriating in the silence of the night in that massive, wonderful city. I love Chicago. I'm sure I've said it on this podcast. If I haven't said it, I'm saying it now. It is an amazing city. I would love to live there someday. I'm definitely going to be visiting it way more often. So if you're in Chicago, let me know. Let me know what's up. I stayed the night at King Sauna. I mean, Koreans call it King Sauna, but you know, Americans will call it King Spa. It's a chain. They have several locations in the country. I think they have one in Texas as well, maybe in LA, but the ones that I grew up with were in New Jersey and Queens. And I went to King Sauna in Chicago to spend the night there because that's a thing. Like in Korea, you could spend the night at a sauna. That's like a thing. It's like cheap. You have baths everywhere. It's warm. You could eat food. It's like better than a fucking hostel. So I decided to spend the night at King Sauna while I was in Chicago, which I've done before. And the first time I did, it was okay. But then this time around, yo, King Sauna people are so fucking rude. Like the employees there really have a bug up their ass. Like I got to King Sauna at 1 a.m. and then I got my t-shirt because you have to dress in their outfit. And the t-shirt had holes like all over the right nipple. And I'm like, I'm not gonna walk around like wearing a bra in a sauna. I'm also not gonna reveal myself in a public space because there's like men walking around that the communal area. So I saw like there were no more, you know, shirts for like an adult woman, but there were small t-shirts, like a row of them. So I grabbed one and I put that underneath and then I wore the adult one over it. And it didn't say for kids, it just said small. So I just put that on and then I wore the bigger one. And then the next morning, there was this woman sweeping the floor and she was yelling at me for wearing a shirt that was for children underneath the adult shirt. And I was like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, I just woke up. Why are you yelling at me? She's like, take it off right now. I was like, look, I'm wearing this underneath it because there are holes on the nipple area. And I was showing her. She's like, take it off. And I'm like, I can't believe this is how a fucking staff member is treating a guest at a spa. A spa. It's a place where people go to relax and luxuriate and pamper themselves, not to be yelled at by some cunt. I guess she's like a manager. I was like, what the fuck is this bitch's problem? Like, can you, like, what is the deal? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, like, let me give you another shirt. But I'm like, this isn't cool, you know? Like, I didn't pay money to go to a spa to get yelled at by a staff, right? So, like, that, I got that shit going on, right? Like, I'm like, how am I gonna relax here now? I do my best to relax. I get myself some eggs, because that's the thing. If you go to a Korean spa, get the eggs, all right? They have these hard-boiled eggs, but they're not boiled in water. They're steamed. They have the hot steam, so they steam it in that, so it's like the most unique flavor and texture that you'll get. It's really excellent. And the classic thing is to get the eggs and then get shikhae, which is like sweetened rice water, all right? So that's like a very common classic pair. So I get those. And then that was fine for breakfast. I didn't look at the price. That fucking bottle of shikhae, like tiniest bottle, I'm talking like 12 ounces, it cost fucking $9. I was like, are you shitting me? Are you fucking shitting me? This isn't green juice. This is sugar water. It's sugar water with rice in this, in the, on the inside. There's no nutritional value whatsoever. It's fucking more expensive than a green juice I can get at Whole Foods. I was so irritated by that. All right, so I got that shit going on, right? And then I was walking around the area with like a giant towel, because if you spend the night, they give you like a big ass towel to like sleep with. And I was walking around with a towel because I don't know what to do with it. And I go into a room and this man, another person who's sweeping the floor, like a staff member, yells at me. He's like, you can't walk around with a towel. Like, that's against the rules. Like, give me the towel. I'm like, why are people yelling at me? Like, I'm at a spa. I'm here to relax, not to be scolded like a fucking child. This is not the first grade. Why do you all have a stick up your asses? Fucking sauna. Seriously, you guys need to work on your customer service. All of you guys, like, who are training as staff members, like, get your shit together. If you're unhappy working there, and if you're pissed and you're resentful of the people who are there to luxuriate and bathe in your baths, fucking get a different job, okay? Like, I don't know what your fucking problem is, but seriously, like, it's not cool. So King Sauna, get your shit together. So this is a big fuck you to King Sauna in Chicago. Get your fucking shit together. I am not spending my money at your establishment in Chicago, never again. Now that we got that out of the way, let me talk about Milwaukee. I like going to Milwaukee to stop by on my way to Chicago, because the drive from Madison to Chicago is about 2.5 hours. And depending on where you go to Chicago, I mean, Chicago's huge. So it takes about 2.5 hours. And I like to stop by Milwaukee because it's like the halfway mark. And Milwaukee has amazing restaurants, like excellent food. There is a very touristy spot. It's called like the Marketplace, you know, in Milwaukee. And it's like very touristy, but a lot of locals go there. And there's this place called St. Paul's Fish Market, I think. And they have like a bar area where you could like order food and sandwiches and fried fish. And then you can also buy fresh seafood. So when I was going to Chicago, I stopped by there to have lunch. They have this like beautiful crab roll. It's like $19 for it. You get fries, you get coleslaw, you get a huge heaping pile of crab salad, like in that split top butter roll. It is fantastic. Check it out if you haven't. And the staff's friendly. On my way back to Madison, I stopped by the same marketplace. Why? Because I wanted to buy fresh seafood, okay? Because finding fresh seafood in Madison has been a challenge so far. So I stopped by Milwaukee and they had the most beautiful little neck clams I could have ever conceived of, and they were just like individual, you know. So like I just told the guy, each one was like 50 cents. I told the guy, I was like, I'd like 15 clams, and he was just like sifting through like which one's fresh, like beautiful. It gave me a big bag of ice to keep it fresh with me. It was remarkable. I had a fabulous time at the Milwaukee Marketplace. If you haven't been, please check it out. And if you know Milwaukee better than I do, recommend me some restaurants. Like, I'm gonna be going there way more often because the food scene there is happening, fully happening. I'm always down to have a good lunch or dinner in an excellent city like Milwaukee. I had a good time. Thank you, Milwaukee. Today, I wanna be talking about a show called Connect, all right? This is on Hulu if you're in the United States, but this is like a web series, like a webtoon drama. It's based on a webtoon written by Shin Tae-sung, who I don't know who they are, but it's a really interesting story, very unique and weird. That's why I love this show. It's got an amazing cast. You have Chung Hae-in. Who doesn't love Chung Hae-in? I love Chung Hae-in. And Chung Hae-in is like down. He reminds me of Song Seung-eun in that he's down to do weird stuff. He's willing to take a risk, willing to go there, and this is a weird ass show, and he goes there. Chung Hae-in was really good. Ko Kyung-pyo is also on this show. This is not the first time Chung Hae-in and Ko Kyung-pyo are working together. Ko Kyung-pyo had a cameo appearance in DP, and they worked together on that show, and they also played enemies on that show. So it was interesting to see them working their stuff out together on this show. Ko Kyung-pyo's character is supposed to be like this weirdo serial killer, and Ko Kyung-pyo can't play psycho. Like, when he's playing a psychotic serial killer, it comes off so affected and so, like, unconvincing. Because Ko Kyung-pyo doesn't come off as a psychopath, you know? Like, Im Si-won would have played an excellent psychopath. Yes. Or, you know, who's that other guy? Is it the guy that was in that magician musical? Like, he would have been an amazing psychopath, you know? Like, there are typecast psychopaths. Like, fucking cast them. That would have made this way more happening. Chung Hae-in was good. Ko Kyung-pyo was okay. And then you have Kim Hae-jun, who is the actress that was in that show with Lee Young-ae, right? She was playing that, like, psycho girl. But Kim Hae-jun is also playing, like, a psycho woman in that zombie thriller period piece, Kingdom. She was the queen in that. So Kim Hae-jun, she's being typecast currently as like a psycho thriller sort of chica. And she's excellent. She really delivers. And in this one, she's playing somebody a little bit more like, I don't know. I don't want to say balanced because she's still like out of her whack. But she has like a wholesomeness to her. Like a little bit more fleshed out than in Kingdom. Like in Kingdom, she's just like vilified. But on this, like, she's like a full human. Anyway, this show is also unique in that it was directed by a Japanese filmmaker. His name is Takashi Miike, and he's done like dozens and dozens and dozens of movies. Some of the big ones that he's known for are like Ichi the Killer, Visitor Q, Dead or Alive, Audition. I haven't seen any of these, but I could tell that he's a filmmaker because the mise-en-scene on this show is fucking amazing. Really, really good stuff. The guy has horror and thriller down pat. He knows what he's doing. So the show moves at this incredible rhythm and pace. It has beautiful, beautiful shots. He's a full-on filmmaker, and the show has the quality of like a B-horror film. And it's fucking awesome. I love it. I love it. So if you're into cinema, if you're into like mise-en-scene, if you're like a film dork or TV nerd, this is the show for you. I love this idea of like a human body that can just like regenerate, you know, no matter what, except it goes through the pain. And it's also like connected to a mind that is not arrogant, you know, like Wolverine, for instance, is an example of that. He could like regenerate, he could cure himself, heal himself, but he's got a bit of a hubris to him, which is like hiding his, of course, insecurity and shortcomings and blah, blah, blah. It's like all this like macho front stuff. But in Connect, Chung Hae-in's character is like a sweet boy, you know? He's like very vulnerable. He doesn't want to be a violent killer, not at all. But the world around him and all their cruelty and their urban whatevers, like they're just forcing this guy into circumstances that he does not want to be in. So it's about that resistance all throughout. And I thought it was powerful. I thought it was powerful. So check this show out. It's only 6 episodes, and the episodes are not long, thank God. Beautiful. It's like 40, 45 minutes, 50 minutes tops. Really, really good stuff. No, 40 minutes is the running time per episode. So you guys can do this. You can do this. I did it in a couple days. So check out the show if you haven't. And if you haven't purchased my book yet or read my book yet, like, what's that? What are you doing? Yeah, check it out, please. You could buy my book, K-Drama School, A Pop Culture Inquiry into Why We Love Korean Television. It is available on Amazon, Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, everywhere and anywhere that you can get books. And you could get this as an ebook. You could get this a hardcover. You get a soft cover. You can get it as an audiobook. That's right. If you're on Audible, if you're on Spotify, if you listen to audiobooks, just fucking download it. You could hear me read the whole book from start to finish. And I guess that's it. Oh, one thing I will say about Madison that has impressed me is the efficiency of the DMV. Like, super efficient. Like, everything was smooth at the DMV. I got everything that I needed. Like, people there are smiling and like sweet and nice and helpful. That was like mind-blowing. And then I got my license like in the mail just a few days later. Like, beautiful stuff, man. really, really beautiful stuff. I also applied for a parking permit. Beautiful stuff. I got it like that. It was fucking amazing. So, shit, I guess I'm promoting Madison. I guess I'm promoting Madison as a city, an up-and-coming city that is worthy of living in. Yes. So, that's all. See you next week.